The Career Evangelist Podcast, episode number 197.
Did you inherit $1 million from your grandparent, or are you about to become wealthy from someone else's hard work? If you say yes to these questions, this show is not for you. You, the hardworking, committed, and ambitious professional who have a 9-to-5 corporate job or a 12-hour shift worker keeping the assembly line running. Perhaps you run your gig as a freelancer, or maybe you run a small business. You are in the right place. Welcome to the Career Evangelist Podcast, where you get your weekly tips, ideas, strategies, and inspiration to find purpose in what you do so you can build a career you are passionate about and live a fulfilled life. Here is your host, Bola Alabi.
Welcome back to another exciting episode of the Career Evangelist Podcast. I'm your host, Bola Alabi, and today we are diving headfirst into a topic that is near and dear to my heart, and that is getting things done and making your dreams a reality. But before we jump into it, don't forget to stay tuned because I've got something special in store for you today, but more on that later. Let me quickly give a shout out to our sponsor, BetterHelp. Are you facing challenges in your life that are affecting your happiness and goals? Whether you are dealing with mental health issues like depression or anxiety, or simply going through a tough time, therapy can provide valuable tools to help you navigate life. Today's sponsor, BetterHelp, is on a mission to make therapy more accessible and affordable. They understand that finding a therapist can be challenging, especially when limited to local options. BetterHelp offers an online platform that matches you with a professional therapist in just a few days after answering a few questions. Signing up and getting matched with a therapist is easy. You can find a link in the show notes at betterhelp.com/thecareerevangelist. By using this link, not only do you support this podcast, but you also receive a 10% discount on your first month with BetterHelp. Take this opportunity to connect with a therapist and explore how it can benefit you. If you are going through a tough time, consider online therapy with BetterHelp. Click the link in the show notes or visit betterhelp.com/thecareerevangelist. Thank you, BetterHelp, for your support of this podcast. All right, folks, let's get real for a moment. What do you want in life? Seriously, take a second to think about it. Now, ask yourself, why haven't you taken action yet? We are in October, and I bet you had some grand plans back in January coming into this year, 2023. So where are you now? If you've been giving it your all and you are not seeing results that you expected, please hang in there. Sometimes all you need is a fresh perspective. You might have to rethink your strategies, go back to the drawing board, or even pivot towards alternatives. Whatever may be the case, the key is not to give up. Remember, every worthwhile endeavor takes sweat, it takes time, and it takes effort. So my friend, hang in there. But if you've been procrastinating, waiting for something to magically happen, then my friend, today's episode is tailor-made for you. We need to talk, and you need to listen to me. It is time for a wake-up call for you. I want you to know that nothing in life just falls into your lap. You've got to make it happen. Because if you do not sow the seeds, you can't harvest fruit. If you do not study for your exams, you can't pass. If you do not apply for a job, the offer will not come. If you do not start the business, there is no chance of making profit. no action, no outcome. It's that simple. Now, one of my superpowers is getting people fired up to take massive action. I don't do it by force, but I do it by motivating them and helping them believe in themselves. I want you to see a way, take a step, and move forward towards your desires. So let's get down to business, shall we? I'm going to share three simple steps to turn your plans into results. And we are going to do it with a ready, set, go cadence. These are the three P's of getting things done, according to what my pastor said in church last week. He uses pray, plan, and proceed reading. Many people do things haphazardly. They just proceed without praying or having a plan in place. And that's why most people fail to accomplish their goals. You need to follow the order. Pray, plan, proceed. Or in our case, ready, set, go. If you are ready, let's get into it. Step one, getting ready. I'm a firm believer in seeking alignment with a higher purpose. For me, it starts with prayer. As the Bible says, commit your plans to God, and He will direct your steps. Getting ready means having a vision and asking, is this aligned with my purpose? Will it take me closer to my goals? I don't want you to follow the crowd. I want you to live your uniquely designed life in alignment with your higher purpose. Are you getting ready? If so, let's get into step two. Get set. This is about planning and preparation. No one builds a house without a blueprint, right? Here's a neat trick for you. Always ask yourself, what are the top five things I must do to execute my plan? These top five priorities will give you clarity of purpose, whether you are starting a business, building a house, or launching a campaign. I've used that top five blueprint to help me get things done. All you need to do is identify, list them out, the top five things you must do to get going. If you can't do that, if you can't complete those top five things, you'll see yourself on the way to accomplishing your goals. So, are you ready? Are you set? Now, let's go. After praying and planning, some folks get stuck in the quicksand of doubts and fear. They let negative thoughts creep in. They ask, what if it doesn't work? What if I fail? What if the business does not make profit? Voila, what am I going to do? All these what ifs will make them go back to the planning stage and start planning again. After a few months, they are back in the third stage, only for the what ifs to show up again. And just like that, the cycle continues. Ready? Set, but they won't go. Prepare, plan, but they won't proceed. And they won't be able to act on their plans. They get stuck. They become overwhelmed. They become frustrated. They become sad. And they find themselves not making any progress. Here's the thing. If you don't make any attempt, you won't know if you will succeed or not. You've got to push through. You've got to just do it. Because even if you stumble, you are going to learn what works and what doesn't. Failures are lessons in disguise, my friend. I now hope you are ready, you are set, and you are ready to give it a go with your plans before the end of this year. And here's a cherry on top, folks. For those of you battling those nagging negative thoughts, I've got you covered. I've created a course on Udemy that will help you transform your vision into reality. It is time to conquer those doubts and fears. You should check it out. Success Blueprint, From Vision to Reality by Bola Halabi. Check it out. You'll love it. And that's a wrap for today, my friends. Remember, ready, set, go. Your dreams are waiting for you to take that first step. So go out there, make it happen, and join me next time on the Career Evangelist podcast. Until then, keep evolving, keep striving, keep believing in yourself. You've got this.